Biden practices U.S. terrorism in Syria. Let's get into it. U.S. President Joe Biden practiced U.S. terrorism in Syria, where he authorized drone attacks in the country. The U.S. claims that one contractor died in Syria along with five injured U.S. military terrorists. My question is, so what if they died? What the hell are these dirty U.S. terrorists doing in the country? Syria did not consent to U.S. presence in the country or the region, so why are there U.S. terrorists in the country? And why is the U.S. fighting a proxy war against Iran in Syria? Why is the U.S. in the Middle East in the first place? America is a hegemonic demon that loves war and violence. It lusts for violence. It needs to be sanctioned and embargoed until it cripples the U.S. economy and its people. That's the only way to prevent U.S. terrorism. You have to punish the U.S. terrorists. Now, for some inexplicable reason, all of this happened on a U.S. base in Syria. Yes, you heard that right. There's a U.S. base in Syria where there shouldn't be one. Why is there a U.S. base in Syria? Why is the U.S., a hostile entity and enemy of Syria, supplanted in Syria with a military base? The U.S. is an empire that, when it collapses, will be for the benefit and peace of all humanity. The U.S. has demonstrated that it is not civil and cannot coexist peacefully with other nations. Also, there's a U.S. base located near the Al Omar oil field in Syria. That's not an accident, and it partially answers why the U.S. has a military base in Syria with roughly 900 U.S. military insurgents. I already did a video about how the U.S. was stealing / thieving Syria's oil, an international criminal act, and something that America knows all too well, committing crimes and breaking international law. The first illegally and criminally, the U.S. first illegally and criminally invaded Syria in 2015 under the Obama administration, and has been there ever since. Now, Obama, we know, is a war criminal, not unlike Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Notice something important here, how no matter if they're a Democrat or a Republican, and we can go down chronologically in the past, from Joe Biden to Donald Trump to Barack Obama to George W. Bush to Bill Clinton to George H.W. Bush and so on, they all practice violence and war crimes throughout the world, including in Africa and the Middle East. That's what I have to say on the matter. Subscribe to the channel. Leave a like. It helps with the algorithm. Leave a comment. Let me know what you think about this story. It just happened recently, yesterday. So leave a comment. Let me know what you think about this story. If you're listening to this on the podcast, then tweet me. Let me know what you think about this there. Take care.